In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome to Common Prayer. My name is Sandy Hughes, and I'm your host for day 27 of Common Prayer. I hope you're savoring this time as you continue to prepare your heart during Lent. So do me a favor and get comfortable as we get ready to enter our time of silence. Put the worries of the day to the side. Center your heart and your mind on God. Take a moment and take a few deep breaths. Focus on our word today, which is sin. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart as you focus on the word sin, which comes from our scripture today in 1 John 1:8. And it says, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." Well, when Kevin gave me this word for the day, sin, I had to laugh. Let's be honest. Who really wants to talk about sin, yet meditate on it for the next 10 minutes or so? But during this season of Lent, how can we not think about sin? Our own sin nailed Jesus to a cross. He bled and died for my sin. He bled and died for your sin. Some of you might be asking, what is sin really? It's rebellion against God. Sin is, in so many ways, says, I know better than God. In fact, it says, I am God. It's that innate selfishness or self-centeredness that we often prefer. And the results of our sin lie all around us in broken relationships, broken communities, and broken nations. The disciple John wrote in his letter, 1 John 1:8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. This one verse packs a whole lot of punches. First, we claim to be without sin. Who likes to admit they're sinful? Especially when we live in a culture that thinks we're good people. Admitting sin brings shame and embarrassment. It means admitting we're not good people. It means we aren't God. But John says we deceive ourselves. He says we are lying to ourselves. So when we read that Jesus takes on the sin of the world while he is on the cross, think of what that must have felt like for him. Every one of your sins, every one of my sins, everyone's sin. Sit with that for just a minute. Thank you. I think sometimes as a follower of Jesus, we can easily wallow in our sin. But there's hope in what John says in the very next verse of 1 John 1:9. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, being an authentic Christian isn't a life where you don't sin, because you do. But John is telling us here, confess it. Don't hide it. See, God's extravagant love for you goes so far to offer the sacrifice of his son Jesus for your sin. And confession and forgiveness go hand in hand. Because of our confession and God's forgiveness, we are made right with our Heavenly Father. And in God's infinite love for you and I, he redeems that sin, that brokenness in our life. So as we close today, let's pray this prayer of confession. God of everlasting love, we confess that we have been unfaithful to our covenant with you and with one another. We have worshiped other gods, money, power, greed, and convenience. We have served our own self-interest instead of serving only you and your people. We have not loved our neighbors as you have commanded, nor have we rightly loved ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, and bring us back into the fullness of our covenant with you and one another. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. As you go about your day today for your daily practice, take some time today with the Lord in confession. Be specific and let his holiness wash over you to purify you. Another way for the love of Christ to flow through you is to extend forgiveness to someone who has hurt you. Think of a person today to whom you might offer forgiveness. How can you show the love of Christ to this person? I hope you have a great day. Can't wait to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.